Podcast.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to She Podcast. This is Jessica Kupferman, and I'm here, as always, with my very elegant ballerina-looking, I was going to say spouse, but let's say co-host, Elsie Escobar.
Alas, though, I have called my, I did call you my wife this week.
You are a work wife, it's true, but yes. I wasn't expecting to say spouse. Stupid.
Right.
I was looking for the right term, trying to be cute, and spouse was the first one that came into my head, and it is accurate,
That's not cute.
Not exactly. And then also our producer, John Domingo. Hello, John. Pounding water as
Hello.
We speak.
It happens.
So, yeah, John noticed that we were a little light on the content this week, and that's because no one's reading the news. I'm not reading the news the way that I normally do because I am drowning in final touches for She Podcast Live, which I'm really excited about.
Yep.
And Elsie, I've had to call in. You know I'm desperate if I'm asking Elsie to help because I know how busy she is all the time. So,
well, you know, one thing that I have learned
is
that
you all year, though. You have to admit.
Yeah. No, you haven't. I had my mind prepared for this, meaning that I had the openness, and that's what I didn't do. What I didn't realize is that there is a lot that I do. Like, I mean, of course I realize that.
What I didn't realize is how important I am and busy. I'm so busy and important.
No, dude, I realize that. And so I'm sitting there going, I could do all the things. I could do all of it if I did not have to also be a mom and run a household and do all those other things as well. Like,
my mother-in-law has turned into Scott's wife. I'm just out of the picture now.
Oh, you know what? I miss mother-in-law stories. That's right.
I came in from putting Isaac to bed last night, and she was on my side of the bed next to Scott. And I was like, I think I'm interrupting here. I better go. But she was just showing him something in a catalog or whatever. And like, you know, I was just like, why can't you go? Don't let her be in my bed. She's like in my shadow. She's keeping it warm for me. I don't like that. Not in my bed. I don't like that. There's a couple things I don't like. That's one of them. Anyway, yeah, mother-in-law story. So, yeah, I mean, yes, it's true, Elsie. Like, you can't, when you see this event and you realize the things I've done, I myself am not sure how it all happened or when. Like, I'm doing the, like, let me just, I mean, I know I'm not supposed to share my screen because.
Nobody can see. Maybe we can talk about it and be like, oh, look. Yay.
Well, okay. But like, I'm putting together the program and like, we've all seen event programs before, right? So it's not a big deal.
Oh my God.
But it's every session. It's all lined up. It's tracked. All the track bullets are lined up. Let's just go to the speakers, right? There's over 100 speakers. And then, you know, they're also lined up.
That's amazing. That is an amazing amount of graphic arts work. Wow.
You don't even, I mean, yes. And like, but the fact that I've done this and gathered all the ads from my sponsors and figured out who's going in what booth and been able to decorate the entire room and figured out what's going to be ordered for coffee and parties and booths and like, you know, what, I mean, like the pipe and drape we decided a long time ago. I know, but like, figuring out what time everyone's getting there. People keep dropping out, changing tickets, changing their mind about when they want to speak, telling me that they want more, to put in more money or less money. Like, it's like, and I mean all that. And I'm still, just the program alone is like a month long project. And I honestly, the truth is that I've gotten to be a master at compartmentalizing because Elsie, your face looks pained right now. You look like you're in literal pain. Elsie is frowning and like her eyebrows are like in her nose and she looks like she's just smelled a pile of shit, like a huge pile of shit.
And I'm sitting here with an amazed look on my face because I forget great graphic designer you are.
Thank you. But so here's how it works. Like from 9 to 5, I do all the ticket stuff and the sponsor stuff and I follow up with people and I make sure that everybody, you know, the website looks great and I'm going to start building the website for 2020 so we can sell tickets to 2019. I'm going over the contract for that hotel and then we go to bed and then from 9 to 11, I've been working on this program. So like we watch TV and I line up colored dots on a page and I you know, like one night I placed all the pictures in, and then the next day I twisted them to make sure they were all right and perfect, so no one's was shown from the nostrils down or whatever. And then I typed in all the titles, and then I typed in, you know, and then the next night I went and did the sessions, and then the next night. So I've been doing it over time because I knew it was going to come and I would be wholly unprepared. And I just didn't, this is the kind of thing you can't rush because it has to go to print. It's in 2 weeks, 2 weeks to yesterday.
Yeah.
So it has to go to print. I haven't printed the name badges yet. I'm a little psyched up about that, which actually reminds me, I'm just going to go ahead and say now, if you're listening to this Monday, September 30th, today's the last day that you can get tickets, today and tomorrow. So if you're thinking about going to She Podcast Live and you haven't gotten your tickets yet, do it now, because I've got to take the name badges to the printer. And that's why we're going to shut it down. You can still get tickets at the door, but they're not going to be as cheap as they are on the website. So go ahead and buy your tickets now. shepodcast.live/register. Anyway, back to my sob story. No, so it's not really a sob story. It's just more than I... Here's the thing. Like, I had no plans on calling on anyone else to help me, but my assistant got sick a couple weeks ago. She was the one that was going to do the program for me. So now I'm doing the program. So I had a... One day I just texted Emily and Elsie and I was like, y'all are doing marketing, right? Cool. And I just like let it go. And they're like, yep, we're on it. Yep. Great. No problem. I just couldn't do it. I mean, marketing really is the thing that goes to shit when you're busy with everything else. And that is a shame because it's the one thing you need. I mean, I couldn't do that. And I just know that I'm the only person that can do these other things.
Right.
I know that Emily and Elsie are brilliant marketers. So thank God they can take that part over. Because I was full planning on doing that and letting my assistant do the program. She's a great designer too.
You don't know what you don't know, right? There's a lot of people. And if I want to make a metaphor for podcasting, just because obviously this is a podcasting show, where people are like, okay, what do I need to start a podcast? Like, you can get all the things, right? You can get your microphone, you can get the thing, you can get your host, you have a thing, but you won't know what it takes to podcast until you podcast. And you also won't know what it takes to keep podcasting, right? Because yes. It's like when you finish your show and you have it in the Apple Podcast and you're like, oh my God, I'm live.
I've done it. I have done the thing.
You're not done, dude. You have, if you're doing a show like ours, it's every single week.
Yeah.
You got to do it again.
Every day. Every day we have Emily posting stuff on Instagram. Every day we talk about it on some level.
So I started a new show because I'm a glutton for punishment. Right. And so, but the thing was, I wanted to start a show that I just don't do. Like, I'm terrible at monologuing. I'm terrible at not the interviewing, but setting things up. So I decided to do a show that was like a 3-part show, which means I have to organize everything and get everything ready to go. The editing part is the easiest part.
Of course it is.
So the thing is that it, oh, and I'm also live streaming through Restream to Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Right. So I throw all this stuff on top of me because, like I said, I'm glutton for punishment, but I want to learn how to do it. And the only way to learn how to do it is throw yourself into it and make mistakes. And I find out that the hardest part about all of this is the organization, because I'm in an organizational mess.
Yeah. Yes.
I can help you with that.
No one can help me with that. Because
I can, though, because I'm an organizational mess.
Me too.
Okay.
Honey, yes.
Okay.
This is why I'm having nightmares every night.
I would imagine.
Because I don't trust myself. Somehow it's going to blow up in my face. You know, this is the worst. After 2 documentaries about Fire Festival is basically the worst time to do an event.
Forgot about that.
You don't know what it's done to me. You don't know what it's done to me. You don't know. It's been horrible.
It's been, but also Fire Event, he was all marketing. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, we've talked about this before. Like he could have stopped, like when they forced him to change venues and he didn't tell the goers that it wasn't going to be at the venue. That's when it all fell to shit for me. It wasn't when the guy was giving blowjobs for water to come into the country. It was way, way before that. So like, that's true. I did learn good lessons from that. And certainly I would never do that anyway. But like, it's been a little bee, you know, just stinging me every once in a while. And I do have, I didn't tell you this, John, but I've told everyone else, like this week I had a dream that we were at PodFest and I found out at 2 p.m. that I was roasting someone I'd never met before. Can you imagine the torture that I was feeling? I didn't know that person. So I was like, what am I going to write jokes about? Why and they were like, just come up with some generic jokes. I'm like, generic jokes? Have you never written a joke before? You can't write generic jokes. I can't do this. I can't do this. What am I going to do? I just like started freaking out like in the middle of my sleep. And like I woke up sweaty and like upset about it. Oh, my God. So like there's a couple things this week that we changed majorly. For example, like I've never been to a lot of feminine or women's retreats. And so I contacted a person who I know goes to one like every other week. And I was like, can you just tell me how to infuse a little bit of that magic into what we're doing, because it's a women's conference and I don't want it to be like female podfest. I want it to be like a real women's conference. But she told me a little bit about like, you know, do you want me to get up and like every day, like do a daily intention setting? And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. That's kind of like all I had in mind. But then she pulled in a coach who does feminine power and leadership and took me through a whole bunch of exercises to ask me like, what do I want out of the event? What do the speakers want out of the event? What do the attendees want? How do we fuse that all together, make it meaningful? And then they were like, we want to do a call with the speakers. And right then I had a huge panic attack because I was like, I don't know that I can do a call with the speaker. I don't want to do that. And I don't want them to do it. Like, I don't want anyone to do this. This sounds like a bad idea. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
Abort, and so I reached out. Abort.
Abort.
So I reached out to Elsie and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, should we let them? And she was like, I don't even remember her response, but the basic response is like, I should be doing this, not you. And I was like, yes, yes, you should. Yes, you should. Yes, yes, you should. Here's all the things. Like I gave her the notes for my session. I gave her the contact information and they still try to come back and be like, we still have a call Wednesday. We're still going to, and I'm like, nope, 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 nope. I should not be talking about this. I have done my part. I have told you my goals. Please work with Elsie. Sia wouldn't want to be it. It's not because I don't want to be involved in it. It's just because I was starting to panic about my ability to infuse, not that I'm not feminine, but just, you know, I connect people in a different way than Elsie. Like I connect them by bringing them together because I know they're going to like each other, but I don't know that I'm the person that's going to make them feel as special as she can. I'm sure I could do it, but not as good as her. So I just like passed that off to her, not knowing that I was going to ever do that. I kind of had no plans on. I just wanted a prayer at the fucking beginning of the day. Like I didn't know it was going to turn into this whole thing, but I'm glad it has. It's just that I can't be the one to implement it. I just can't.
And I have a call with them on Friday. I mean, I have a call today, with them today. So we already had a call.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah. So
they're great. They are great. They're brilliant. Christine is brilliant. Kavita is brilliant. But I was like, we want someone to address our speakers that isn't me and it's not Elsie. I am not sure why I have a problem with that, but I do.
Well, that's because it's not them. I mean, because there's a problem there. The people would be like,
it's not just me, right? I felt like I was like, I'm having problems. I mean, you know, and I have to speak their speak, right? So I'm like, I'm having issues letting go of control.
Well, the other thing is the audience is coming there to see you. I mean, this is the right. She podcast. So,
right.
Exactly.
So you're worried about that they're going to show up and say, well, who's the opening act here? You know what I mean? Like,
right. I was like,
who are these ladies, yeah, these lovely ladies?
Can you hold space for me? I'm having trouble letting go of control. That's like their speak. I need you to hold space for my hesitancy because I'm having trouble. Well, what's your hesitancy? And do you want to call? Can we work through it? I'm like, I don't want to call. I don't know what it is. And that's why I think when I think of her, I think spouse, because only Scott would be the only other person where I'm like, can I check your morals here? Does this feel right to you? Like only Elsie and Scott are the only people where I can really be like, we have the same morals. Does this sound good to you? Or am I just, you know, like you need somebody to just make sure you're not crazy. At least I do.
Right. But see, the other thing, too, is that when you work at this level, like what I was thinking about is it's sort of like the time crunch, I think, is the thing. Again, organization, right? If this bit of the conversation would have happened 2 months ago, it would have been a whole other experience.
Well, by the way, I brought this up to Kavita in June.
Right. And so, yeah.
We just ignored it until, you know, or like she right. was thinking about it and then she traveled and I was traveling and like it just kind of got pushed. But yeah, this right. is a conversation we should have had a year, you know, like I'm glad we're having it now because we can now work on it for Baltimore.
Right. And so I think that in that, I know maybe you're going to have to take that out.
No, keep it in. It's going to be in Baltimore.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. But given that, that's what I'm saying.
That's an exclusive.
Everything does need the space to develop. Like you just can't, like, but we don't know until you don't know. So next time you do it, you can say, this is the deadline that we will have. And then after we hit this deadline, there will be no book, no more collaborations, no more surprise things coming up, no more let's add this to the mix, because people don't know what it's like. It's like your part. It's, I keep thinking about it. How would you feel, late person on the other end? So I'm talking to our audience right now. You're planning a party at your home and you already have the menu, you've got the amount of people that are coming, you've already figured out
clown or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You've cleaned up two of the main bedrooms. all the rest of them are going to have the door closed. Nobody's going to go
in
those.
You've chosen a theme of, say, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Let's say. Okay. So then people are coming and then all of a sudden somebody's like, "Do you think you have space for me to bring insert
a mermaid?"
A mermaid. That's right. Okay.
Mermaids
a mermaid.
Awesome.
In we can put this mermaid in another room because you have five rooms and we're only using two. And you're like, "Oh my God, I have to open another room. We have to clean that room. I have to get that room. The mermaid, where's the mermaid?" You know, it just becomes so, even if it's could be done, but not a week before.
Yeah. So like, right? I'm still adding speakers to the docket. Because I had people, you know, bang out, and then I wanted to fill those spots. And also, there is a woman who's local that I wanted to, like, allow them to do a panel because they're amazing. They have amazing shows, and I fit that in somewhere. So, like, my little butterfly brunch till noon and then everyone go to the parade, that is so far down in the water. It is a full day's content from 9 to 4 with no lunch break on Sunday. And
parade.
I apologize now. Huh?
Parade?
This is Atlanta Pride Weekend, by the way, that we're going there right during Pride Weekend, LGBTQ Emporium. It's going to be really fun. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful parade, and I did want to see it, but so much content that I don't think, I mean, and actually I did a survey of the attendees because I wanted to see, like, out of 100 people, like, how many of you want to go to this parade and how many of you would just rather stay for content? Most of them said they'd rather stay. So that's why I did it. Anyway. So like Chris and I, so this is another reason why I'm feeling unprepared, because Chris and I've learned this all along, and it's a good thing because it means everything's getting done. Chris and I have very different priorities when it comes to an event. Like if I could have had 400 people and the most gorgeous event I've ever seen in my life, then I would have been okay with that. Chris wants to have 1,000 people and we could all be in a warehouse and it won't matter. Right. So like we've been trying to balance this from the very beginning. And I know where his strengths are. His strengths are, like I said, negotiating the contract. And he's definitely a marketing genius and he keeps everything on track and he keeps setting goals for me, which I am shitty at doing for myself. So like at the Kickstarter, he was like, "Let's try to get 30. And I was like, "I'll be lucky if we get 25. Then when we hit 30, he was like, "You're going to hit 50. And I was like, "Nope, you're out of your mind." And then from then, he was like, "You guys are going to sell 700 tickets. And I was like, "There's no fucking way." I mean, but we have not necessarily sold 700 tickets, but we have 700 people attending whether they're speakers, exhibitors, media. We have 700 people that are going to have a badge, which is amazing to me. But I have no idea what the stage is going to look like. I have a call right after this recording, and it's 2 weeks away. And I want a stage that has, like, I don't want between two ferns. I want fucking, I want, like, white couches, crystal podium.
Oh, my God.
LED lights. I want our name flashed with a, you know, I want She Podcast in the distance, like a bat signal.
Oh, my God.
I have done Pinterest boards full of, like, neon weddings and fucking what are they called?
Quinceañeras.
Quinceañeras. Yes. I mean, I have.
Oh my God.
I have Day of the Dead. Like, I want it to be colorful, and I have 700 people coming, but I have no idea what any of the stages are going to look like, and I am freaking out because the one thing. I mean, I know. First of all, the hotel will create its own ambiance. It's a beautiful hotel. If I did nothing, it would still look cool, but. This part is important to me. This part is the part that differentiates this from PodFest and Podcast Movement and FinCon. Like, they all have these grand, like, this year at Podcast Movement, there was a literal fist sculpture holding a microphone bursting through a giant block. It was bigger than, It was huge. It was like the fist of the Hulk. It was a huge fist. Like, I can't compete with that my first year, but I would at least want to have, you know, paper flowers, some streamers. I have a little red carpet area that I want people to walk where they can take photos of each other. Like, so I have booths that I want to decorate real pretty and stuff. Like, this is the part that's making me crazy, because he's got all his part buttoned down. But since I've never done this before, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. I'm sure by the end of today, I'll know a little more about what's going to happen, because I have a really great sound and stage crew. But like, the fact that it's not done is making me crazy with stress, because I'm an aesthetic person. And I've only been to this hotel one time. So the fact that I can't see it in my head is like eating away at my soul. Do you know what I mean?
I totally know what you
this
mean.
This is why next year it's in
like...
Baltimore, so I can just go there for the day for funsies, just to like clear my head. I'm just going to go see the hotel just one more time. I got nothing to do today. Let's go. You know, I'm freaking out. Yeah. That's why I want it to be close, so that I can just have one year where I can just like not have to rely on internet pictures to like figure out what I'm doing.
Yeah, I woke up in a panic this morning, and I'm like, you were mentioned, I've done shit.
What?
But I'm taking on the stress of like all of the stuff that you're talking about, because I'm like,
Elsie,
how is that
I gotta stop talking
like?
To you, but I don't want you to be that way. You do have a tendency to take on my emotions. Don't do that.
I know, and I don't know how to do.
Just
well, anyway,
blow them
I woke
out
up this morning.
Just get rid of them. They're mine, not like, yours. I don't want you to have to deal with that. You've got your own shit to deal with. You've got to climb up mountains every day or whatever. Yesterday, I was texting her back and forth about something, and she texted me a video, a 15-second video of her driving up a mountain, like in the rain. Something's clattering. Her like car is going like Goldie Hawn in Overboard, like it's just done. And I hear, I guess the windshield wipers were going, and it's like a mountainy road, like a squirrel probably got smushed in the distance. She's driving behind like a normal car, like a Mini Coupe, feeling no jealousy whatsoever, I'm sure. And you know, when I see that, I forget that like just her life is stressful enough.
Oh my god!
The stress of what I'm doing. I never meant to cause you any pain, Elsie.
No, dude. So now let's take it to the She podcast out of it. Like, so you're planning all this stuff, right? So this is huge. It's a huge conference. So let's bring the She back into the equation, because now in the process we are texting pictures of our outfits back and forth to us.
Yes,
because we do not know what the fuck we're going to wear. And so it's like, that's yet another layer.
Men can just wear stress. A t-shirt and jeans, but like I'm trying to decide, do I want to be brunch cute, or do I want to be like business cute, or do I want to seem like boss cute, or like, you know, then Elsie showed me something and like she tried it on and it's like, it's gorgeous, but like, is it a little too nighttime because it's ruffly, or like, is it perfect for the day? Like, I don't know. I can't tell. Are you going to be comfortable? Because it looks like you're going to be cold. Like, you're always cold, Elsie.
I am always cold. And see, and then there's the whole. This is what we were doing. So we were sitting here trying to figure out, mind you, when are we shopping?
Never.
There's no time. Nah. So like, I'm having to order things offline. Oh, that looks cute. I've already gotten this outfit twice.
I have four outfits
on
the way to me
right
now.
And it's still huge.
And I've already bought
it's
two.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. And so part of it is like, am I really that? Am I losing? I mean, am I that skinny, really, honestly? Because I can't keep going down sizes.
Do you want an actual answer?
And these things
or
are
do you
huge.
Know this
like,
answer?
It's float. Like, this whole thing is like open. The top area
Let me
and
ask
then
you
the
a
bottom
question.
Area is
Before
like.
Before we go into whether or not you're that skinny, did your house have air conditioning at all this summer?
Well, we weren't here, remember? We were in Pittsburgh. Well,
did you have. You had air conditioning in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Not okay. In the bedroom.
Well, my in-laws' house has air conditioner. Yeah. Downstairs they do, not upstairs.
So not where you
it's
slept.
It's hot upstairs. Okay.
Right? Not where you slept. And not in
not
your
where
van.
I slept, no.
Right, your van, I'm assuming. No air conditioning.
No, we have. Yeah, no, Ren puts it on. Yeah, all right, we do have some.
But most of the time, you've sweat off any chance of body weight, I'm guessing.
Dude, I don't sweat.
I hate her so much.
I know.
Not even fair.
I don't sweat. Like, I don't sweat. It's sad.
Everything on me sweats.
Yeah, I don't have a sweating problem.
Except for my armpits, which I believe I've stopped those glands cold in their tracks with just years of deodorant.
Mind you, you know, Hunter is a sweater. Randy is a sweater.
Oh, good.
Somebody, Maymay and I are not sweaters.
So somebody's human in that family. Good.
Yeah, there's two of us. It's like we have like the separate body types. Like Maymay and I are about the same in terms of our gene makeup. Mm-hmm. And then Hunter and Randy are the same in their whatever made up, you know, the whatever genes were passed on.
Do you think you're going to have to start shopping in like the juniors department?
Oh, my God. It really.
Because I don't know if that stuff would be long enough for you, but I think you are the size of a 12-year-old. If not, less. Well, because
it is
like,
really pathetic.
My daughter at 12 was around a size 2, and I think you're skinnier.
I just ordered a size 2 for those out. The thing that you just saw was a size 2.
I think you might
and
need
it's
a
like,
zero.
I'm. It doesn't. I mean, it fits, but it doesn't fit. You know what I mean? It's like it looks like it's just hanging.
Now
on
you
me.
Understand why women wear caftans, because if you just put a blanket over your head with a like a head hole, then you don't have to worry about how it fits.
Sizing.
You could just like. Put on a poncho and some boots and go.
I have an outfit like that.
Wear
Maybe
it.
I'll
Bring
just
it.
Wear that.
Just wear that. It's going to be great. Yeah, so we
it's
are
yellow,
dealing with
it's
our
really
clothes.
Cute.
I decided today I was going to go get another set of fake eyelashes because I don't want to worry about mascara running down my face if I cry, number one, which will never happen, but in case it does. And then also, you know, I want to be able to like be picture ready at any time. And at least with eyelashes, I feel like you'll be able to see my eyeballs. Whereas right now you guys are looking at me and I'm like a turtle with glasses on. You can't see. I'm like, there's nothing, especially as I get older, like I become more turtly, you know, I'm like a curly haired turtle. So at least with glasses, you know, with eyelashes, I'll look somewhat feminine and I won't have to do that much work to get there. I just want it to be like a quicker thing happening at the beginning of the day. So.
Oh, my God. Dude, I have to figure out about the whole crying thing. I thought.
You don't wear mascara, do you?
I don't, but I have no eyelashes now because I'm losing my hair everywhere.
Oh,
so
my.
Now it's like I have
I
no
have fake
eyelashes.
Ones if you want to borrow them because I can't put them on.
I mean, I could. I would put the camera closer to my face, John, so that you could see my non-eyelashes.
Well, why are you losing hair?
There.
That's not right. That's a
she's 40
that's something. A medical thing.
I'm almost 50, dude.
What are you, 48?
But losing 40. Your hair?
Yeah.
It happens.
Thinning is a thing.
Okay.
I learned that my volume is much, much thicker down here than it is up here, but that's normal. But, yeah.
I'm worried about...
I mean, there is something off with my body, though, John. I mean, I'm not discounting...
Nutrition. You should go to
I'm
the
not
doctor.
Discounting...
What if you ever have a low thyroid or something?
I'm worried about our nutrition. What are you eating? Are you eating enough protein? What's going on over there?
I'm doing my best. I'm doing all the things, but alas, I am the opposite of what everybody else, you know what I mean? It's like, there's people who like have more and,
are you starving
and I have
yourself?
Less, like I lose my appetite. I have a hard time like putting food in my mouth sometimes.
Force yourself, woman.
I am forcing myself. I eat.
I think you need it's to get like, some ice cream. And if you can't eat anything else, just mix up ice
ate.
Cream with a milkshake. Just have a milkshake. If you can't have anything else, you need the fat.
I have ice cream every
Your
single Friday.
Your brain needs fat
now.
To think. You need a little fat.
Hold on one second. Let me finish this because I do need help. And then I'm putting a call out to people this. So I'm supposed to be opening up what Saturday morning? I'm supposed to.
Yes. You will just Saturday say morning. Like okay. a, you'll introduce the, yeah, you'll say
yes.
hello.
And so I had, you know, a couple of words, right? Extra words as in like inspirational things. Mm-hmm. The minute I started to even consider
you
what
cried.
That was, I started crying. And I was like, how am I going to get through this if I can't even think about this?
Meanwhile, I've already written 3 jokes.
Listen, I was talking to Kavita and then I started to express, you know, because we were talking about the same thing you were talking about, expressing like the event. And because I was telling her what this community means to us, what you mean to me, like what we are, who we are, what we've done together. And in the process of that, dude, after I finished talking about you, I literally had to stop talking because I was about to lose my everything. I was about to start. I started crying. And so she kept talking and I was like, I hope she doesn't know that I'm totally crying right now because I have to get myself back together. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do it?
I mean, you'll probably cry. Did you cry when you accepted the award? You cried
yeah,
a little.
Yeah, there's a
yeah,
crying picture
you're
of
cry.
Me.
Yeah.
And it was when I talked about you.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be a problem.
Can you start with a joke? That's what I'm going to try and do.
Oh, my God. I'm not like that. Like, I have nothing. Like, I don't even know, dude.
Well, that's not your... I mean, I know
it's not my thing.
I haven't written the rest of it, Elsie, because I don't know what to say that won't make me cry, to be honest.
No, that's what I'm saying.
This thing should be sponsored by Kleenex.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That would be so great. That would
be amazing.
Yeah. I am going to have bullet points and go off on it because I'm not going to...
No, no, no. Like 5-10 minutes. What do you mean bullet points?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Bullet, like, as in, like, so that I can have my thought. Like, I'm not saying, like, 15 bullets. I'm taking, like, three bullet points. Hit this point, hit this. Like, talk about this, this, and this. You know?
Yeah, like, I think I'm just going to, talk about what it was like and thank a bunch of people and then pass it over to the sponsor and then pass it over to Kristen. But, I mean, we'll be on stage together. I'm hoping there'll be, like, a couch where I can sit when you talk and you can sit when I talk.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I do whatever you want.
Cool.
Anyway, dude, you have a call very soon.
I have a call in 15 minutes. I think I've said everything I wanted to say about the event other than how grateful I am at all the support we've gotten. I mean, I know I keep saying it, but it keeps coming in and it's amazing. And I'm really excited. There's just going to be so many people there that I love. I don't even know how I'm going to handle it all. I mean, I hope I get to see them for each for 5 minutes. If I could see 700 people each for 5 minutes, then I'll be happy. I know it will never happen, but if you're one of those people that I don't get to see, just know that how thrilled I am that you were there and that I love you and that you can email me at any time during the conference, before, after, or during, and I will see it at least, and I will feel your presence there, I assure you. And I love you so much. I'm not crying yet.
I know,
I'm just practicing.
She's so
I can't
not
cry. I'm
the crier.
I'm so
I'll be the cry.
Dead inside.
Dude, I guarantee that I will make you cry. Should we make a bet?
I will at least pretend like I'm crying. How about that? If I don't, I will look like I am.
You're not required to cry. All I know is that I cry over everything.
Know,
so that's not a...
Do.
I will predict that Jess will real cry. That's my prediction.
You think so?
Yes. We'll see.
You're probably right. I don't know. I guess we'll see. If the stage looks right, then I'll just cry over that. Before we even step on it, I'll be like, it's beautiful. It's just what I wanted. Thank God. I don't even need anybody to say anything. Just looking at it. Oh, just I'm nauseous. Stage. I'm making myself sick.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's not good. That's not how
stage.
We end the
I
show.
Can't. It's 2 weeks away. I can't.
Well, let's talk about something that Jess has nothing to do with.
Okay. That's impossible. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
International Podcasting Day.
Yeah, International Podcast Day. Congratulations, International Podcast Day. Today is International Podcast Day. And as this is coming, as you are listening to this, so you've just listened to us talk about podcasting stories and magic and all things podcasting. But we just wanted to kind of do a little shout out. Thank you to the guys. Hopefully future Elsie is speaking right now. Future Elsie is speaking. Thank you for having me on the show to talk about She Podcasts. I was on yesterday. Knock on wood, if all things worked out. I was on yesterday. They had me there just so that I could talk about She Podcast, She Podcast Live, and what we have done. And thank you so much for having me be part of the launch, essentially like the opening of International Podcast Day. That is really sweet, guys. Both of you guys have done such a fantastic job with what you've done now. So if you want to continue celebrating, check on in the show notes, internationalpodcastday.com. You can find more information about the rest of this day. If you happen to be listening early in the morning on Monday, September 30th, this is International Podcast Day. It's every single year. And it just really came from an enthusiasm for what podcasting is, what it can be. And the fact that it's international is also really special because it does really promote or the guys are really trying to expand it so that it's not just here in the United States, but they do have a whole splattering of many people from different countries, on the lineup. So what it does is that they have streaming from I would say Sunday night, Sunday evening-ish, all the way through for almost 36 hours or something like that. So, and it started in 2014, which is when our birthday was too, Jess. I guess there were a lot of things that came up in 2014.
How about that?
There were many things that were born that year.
My.
So that's very nice. So we just wanted to give them a shout out. And just for you guys to put it in your schedules now, in case you completely missed it, that there is also next year. And go to the website, internationalpodcastday.com. And now just to kind of talk a little bit about the She Podcast Super Squad. You guys, we've been in there religiously now since January. Is that mind-blowing, Jess? Mind-blowing to me.
Absolutely
since January,
mind-blowing.
Every single week, we take turns. We go in there and do a Q&A. We have hours upon hours worth of content inside of the Super Squad of answering your podcasting questions. Alas, we have decided to take a month off of going inside of the Super Squad because of She Podcast Live before and after, so that we can kind of decompress and not have to, you know, do anything extra and kind of take our time to really give us space to come down and start back up.
You can ask questions in there. We'll certainly answer them at some point. And you can also ask about the event in there if you want.
Yes. But what I wanted to say is that we do have some guests. So October 1st, we usually go in there every Tuesday. October 1st, Lisa Orkin is going to be there from Project Woo Woo. She is a master at being able to do like advertising, like audio advertising, not negotiating deals, but creating the actual content, the ads in there. She is an amazing creative person. She has done so many things that are fictional audio dramas and takes all kinds of chances. If you want to get to know her, just subscribe to Project Woo Woo, where she interviews I don't even know, like people who are dead and alive. She
Charming.
Has people play other people, so it's really hard to explain, but that show is brilliant. The week after that, is it October 14th, John?
I think it's the 8th,
October 8th. John Buchanis is going to be in there doing all our producer here for the show, answering all kinds of questions about audio production, and if you have any of those things, that's going to be in there. The following week, I believe, at this moment, I don't have anybody, but October 22nd, which is the next week after that, Emily Prokof is going to be in there answering all your podcasting questions as well, who is our like third, I don't know if it was like a threesome here.
She's like thumb if we're a hand. She's like,
yeah,
our,
that's right. She's,
we can't,
she's
function
been
without her, and she's been helping us all along. She's yep. amazing. Trust her implicitly.
And
all
she's
her
an guys. Amazing editor too.
She is.
She knows all the things. So she is immersed in podcasting like crazy. Right. So Emily is going to be part of this as well. So please, if you want to sign up, $5 a month gets you all of this goodness. So we're not dropping the ball on you guys. We're just bringing some guests in to kind of help us out. Everything happens in the Facebook group at this moment. That might change in the future because I have other big, big dreams for the She Podcast Super Squad. And that's going to be coming out very, very soon so that you see where we're going to be stepping it up a notch. But as of now, every Tuesday, please go and sign up. Patreon.com/shepodcasts.
Right on.
Awesome. That's it.
That's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have not gotten your tickets, again, please go to shepodcast.live/register and get thee to Atlanta. It is not too late, but it might be tomorrow if you're listening to this. So go get your tickets. It's going to be crazy fun. And otherwise, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at She Podcast. You can also go to our website, shepodcast.com, for show notes. And you can email us feedback or info@shepodcast.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you and hear you next time. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.